How you doing, guys? You're right. Ryan Walker here. Thought I would grace my presence on a video today, and I thank you so much for joining me. I'm making a video. I want to talk to you today about failure and what it's all about. Because the reason why I did that, I posted up something before on Instagram. One of my stories all about failure and how people go through it. Now, a lot of people out there talk about failure and what it's all about, but no one actually goes into it and says what they actually failed at and how they failed. Now, I've been watching loads and loads of YouTube videos all about different things, about failure, from the big names, you know, like kind of Gary Vee, and you get like Jay Shetty, all them sort of kind of entrepreneurial sort of like kind of influencers. And they never tell you how they failed. They say they did fail, but they never tell you how. Now, I'm going to go through and do something a little bit different. I'm going to tell you how I failed and what I did, so you guys can understand that it doesn't take much to fail in this world, especially if you're running a business, especially if you're in a new job, anything in life, it goes on to it. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. Now, what I want to do first, I want to give you some context first about me. So this is all about me this time, you know what I mean? Check me out. But I want to give you some context first about where I came from, background, all that sort of stuff, so you know, you can understand my sort of mindset at the time, and you can understand the journey that I was going through. So obviously I'm an ex-RAF man, ex-forces, military, spent probably 6 and a bit years in the forces, left 2009, height of the recession in the UK, as you can imagine, not good when you want to come out and have a job, so made that kind of transition from military to civvy street a little bit harder. Wasn't any jobs going, so I wanted to carry on doing my logistics that I did back in the RAF time. So I wanted to come in and do a little bit more logistics as well. Got a few part-time jobs, a few temporary positions, nothing really to write home about. So I got an opportunity to go and work in Afghanistan over there for a couple of years, working for the American government. Still doing logistics, still doing all the bits and pieces. Great money, wasn't going to be long term. Knew it was a short term, it was a short term fix. Hopefully when I come back to the UK after, the economy would have sorted itself out, the job wise would have sorted itself out, and so forth. So I spent a couple of years out there. When I came back to the UK, didn't really know what to do, really, to be honest. Been doing logistics for God knows how many years, probably 10, 12 years at that time. If that's my maths was very good, right, I don't know. If you can count the maths up, tell me, because my mental arithmetic is ridiculously shit. So there you go. So I came back and I didn't know what to do. Do I carry on doing my career or go into something, pivot into something different? Now, one of my friends told me, he was like, why don't you go into some sort of like a salesy job? You like talking, you like people, get yourself in about that. So I was like, okay. So I went and looked in a bit of digging. So I looked at recruitment. Recruitment, everyone falls into recruitment just like I did. We all do it. And I did. So I applied for a recruitment job and I got it. And my first recruitment position was working for a medium-sized company based out in Felixstowe in Suffolk, UK. If people don't know where that is, it's on the north south east Anglia, and it's where the port is. It's a big, massive Felixstowe port. It was working out there. So worked there, and that was a great eye-opener, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with recruitment because I was talking to people all the time. I was enjoying it. I was getting to know the business. I was learning every day. More so because I had a great mentor there. It was my manager at the time, who's still a very, very good friend of mine, is Tony, Antonia Tudora, stroke Webb. She's a Webb now, I think. She got married a few years ago. I need to stop calling her Tudora. But she taught me everything that she knew. She was a great mentor, and she still is one of my mentors now. She's opened up a new company, and we're working very close together with each other. So that's fantastic. So I was great. I was doing the business, temp recruitment, so it wasn't really sort of like kind of big money, but it was fast-paced. It was fast-paced. It was ongoing. I loved it. Absolutely great. Did really well there, so much so that I got headhunted for another company. Now, during that time, I was this other company. I started to kind of get a bit itchy feet. I knew I could give something more. You know, I thought to myself, I can do better than this. I'm not do better, but I could do more than this. And now, everyone says when they start up their recruitment business or any sort of business, you're like, why am I spending all this time in making the big man, the big CEO at the top, all this money, but I could use that for me. I could keep that. I could keep that 2 grand or 4 grand or 6 grand and only get a portion of commission, but get that for myself, if that makes sense. That's why everyone does that. in recruitment anyway. I don't know about other businesses, but that's what they do in recruitment and headhunting. And if they turn around and say that's wrong, they're full of shit, because that's what they want. They're salesmen, they're greedy. So that's how it goes. But there's exceptions that they say, like, they do want to do a bit of service, they've got other ideas. Mine was a bit of both, really, to be honest. I was greedy, but I also had a different sort of, like, kind of a strategy that the way the business was going, and I had an idea, and I wanted to put it into practice. So I got left that job, and I got backed, someone gave me an opportunity, and they said, well, back you doing it, doing your own business, fantastic, I'm on it, I'm great, let's do this. 2 days before Christmas, where I was just due to start, just after New Year, 2 days before Christmas, they pulled out. Fucking pulled out. So I was like, oh my God, just had a brand new baby. Just had a baby, and the daughter was just born. She was literally about 4 months old at the time, and didn't have a job. What am I going to do? And then at that point in time, the missus's family came to the rescue, really, to be honest, and they'll say, we'll help you out, we'll back you. And I was like, great, fantastic, let's do this, let's make some money. So obviously I had all that ideas of grandeur. Yeah, we're going to be doing this, we're going to do that. And they soaked it up, which is not their fault. They believed in me, which is great for them. But that was my first mistake. That was my first mistake, stroke failure. But my first mistake. Never, ever, ever get involved with family and business, especially when money's involved. Never do it. That's my only take, one of my first guidance notes. Never get involved with your family. It's not good. It's gonna end in tears, and you'll realize why it ended in tears for me in a minute. So I got all this. So the family's involved. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I'm gonna get myself a new Maserati. This time next year, I'll be a millionaire. I'm gonna do this. If I could do this in a big company, think about what I can do in my company. Exactly the same. So I thought that, great. My God, was I wrong? Thing is a lot of people don't understand is when you come from these big conglomerate and corporate companies, you've got the backing of the name, you've got everything there, you've got the branding, you've got the facilities, you've got the cash flow behind you, you've got everything, you've got a regular wage, all that there. You don't have that when you set up yourself, you've got nothing. You're basically starting from scratch. Nobody knows who the hell you are, apart from you. But nobody else, why would they have come to you when you were wanting for this bigger company? You know, it's all about mind. And then I was like, this is a big shock. So I was going on to all my old clients, and they were just like, nah, fuck you, don't want it. And then all of a sudden, reality just went bang, right in the side of the head and hit me. It hit me because I wasn't prepared for this. I was not prepared for this. So I was like, the money's not coming in. I didn't know what to do. You know, I started to panic. All the confidence that I had and all these things that I thought I knew were disappearing day by day by day. Starting to panic, didn't know what to do. People were telling me and giving me advice and saying, Ryan, you need to go this way, you need to go this way. And I was too cocksure, too stubborn, thinking that I knew everything, that no, fuck them, I'm just going to do this myself. I know what to do, how dare you? And I was too stubborn, and I was too much of an idiot to listen to them. And that was my downfall. That was my downfall. People were there helping me, and I was too proud to sit there and say, okay, I understand, let's sit down and have a chat. I was like, nope, I know what I'm doing. That's going to work out in the long run. I was being irresponsible, I was being too cocksure, I was too overconfident. And let's just put it bluntly, I was being a bit of a dick, to be quite honest. So going through all that, I panicked. When you panic, you make wrong decisions, you make rash decisions, you don't think of the consequences. I wasn't looking on the long term, I was looking on the short term. Grab at anything that moved, thought everything would work, that doesn't work, so I'm going to try something different, and it was just hemorrhaging money left, right and centre. And long in and outs of it, it just went, blew up in my face. All this, the mistakes that I've made by wrong decisions, wrong pivot, not listening to people, not taking advice to people, being irresponsible with a number of different things. Could be irresponsible with money, could be irresponsible with where the business was going, could be irresponsible with the actual staff that I was working with. All that sort of stuff just came on, and it just imploded. And in one fell swoop, I lost everything. The business wasn't making money, that was going down. The missus left, took the daughter away with her. I was homeless, I took the car. So I was literally destitute. I was dead. I was like, game over for Ryan. That was it. I was like, shit the bed. And it's such a slap in the face. It's a massive slap in the face, that was, because I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew everything. And I thought to myself, I don't know fuck all. Now, as I said, I mentioned before in one of my previous videos that Socrates came up with a great quote. On his deathbed, Socrates came out and said, the only thing that I know is that I know nothing. You know what I mean? He was one of the greatest minds to one of the greatest minds that ever lived. And for him to say that, what makes us better? What makes us better than him? So it was just like, shit, you don't know what to do. So I was rock bottom, hit rock bottom completely, didn't know what to do, didn't know how to react, and I was, oh my God. So what did I do after that, you know? And that was the big thing, what do I do? Do I carry on doing what I'm doing, or do I just give up and just cancel it? But what I did do after that, because I had so much investment into me and so much time and people put a lot of effort into me, I still had that to repay. I still had a lot of things to repay. Obviously, I had to repay people's investments. I started to repay people's trust more than anything else. I had to do a lot of things. I fucked up massively. So I had to repay that. So what I did, I got involved with another company who said, we'll help you out and we'll invest in you. So we'll not invest in me, we'll take you on and you can get this and you can get that. Promise me the world. And they were basically just using me. They were using me and using my ideas for their own benefit. And as soon as I found that out, they basically fucking done me. They fucked me over. And that was a kick in the teeth as well. So you can see the transition happening here. You get kicked down once, then you get kicked down again because you've not learned from that first mistakes that you've made. So then the second mistake's kicking in because you've not learned from it. It's just gone mental. Then I just went, shit, I'm just going to give it up. So I didn't give it up. I just went back to normal world. Went back to normal reality. I went back to a 9-to-5 job again. So I'm sitting there going to myself, in this 9-to-5 job, doing recruitment, low-end recruitment, nothing great, nothing to write home about. I was getting paid, but there was just a niggle at the back of my head. There was a niggle there saying, I strongly believe that if I do the research and do the background work and figure out what the mistakes were, learn from the mistakes and learn from that and actually figure out in my own self and change the mindset that I had from previous, I think they could do something here. I think there's something special. That's what I did. So spent a year off discovering myself. And I don't want to seem cheesy. I don't want to sound blasé, like, oh my God, I'm, you know, I discovered myself and I'm all this sort of kind of spiritualist. But it does work. You have to really kind of hone deep into you to find out what actually is the problem with you. You need to get this out, your mindset changed. You need to kind of sort out your whole life. And that was basically like stripping away myself from the bottom and working myself and building myself back up again. Now, this doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes time. I'm still not 100% where I want to be, but it does take time. But you have to realize that that's the biggest thing you need to do, is the realization of when you need to kind of take a step back and sort yourself out and get yourself out of the whole situation and build yourself back up. Now, I did that, and I went to extremes of doing it. I cut everyone out. I took out family, friends, everything, only apart from my daughter, obviously, because I love her to bits. She's a great little girl. And I just built myself back up and said to myself, it's time to really show what I actually can do and what I've learned from. So I came back and I wanted to really show about how things are different. Now, I'm not 100%. I've still got my little quirks and a little things there. It's a learning curve. Every day is a learning curve. But the one thing I really wanted to kind of portray in this video is that you can come back from it. I am proof of doing it. I have done it. I lost everything in the space of one day. The day of hell, I call it. Well, it's probably a week of hell after the ramifications from it. But 2017 was a write-off for me. I look back at 2017 and I go, that was a write-off. But it was a learning year, I think, because it taught me a lot. It taught me what to do, what not to do, and stop being an idiot and listen to other outside influences at times. Don't need to listen. You can listen to them, but not take their advice. It's a whole different subject that I'll probably go through later on. But that's what I want to do. Now, I want to I hope you enjoyed my story, basically, because that is really my story of where I've came from. Things are now looking up. I've got a new venture. It's now December 2018 in January. We're going to be doing some great stuff. I'm putting myself out there on marketing. Business is picking up. It's doing some great, great things so far. It's brilliant. So I wanted to do this, not as like to kind of show you. You know what? I don't know of why I did this. It could have been some sort of therapy really for myself, because I've never really talked about this properly like this before. Or is it something more to help you guys out? Anyone that's going through this, I just really want to portray that there is people who have fucked up on a massive scale, and there is people who have fucked up humongously, have came back from it, you know. We all start somewhere, we all have to learn. But the one thing is that my biggest takeaway, if you're going to take something away from this whole video or this whole story that I've done, is don't think you know everything, because you fucking don't. Learn everything and make sure you fucking do your research, and make sure you're not being too confident, not being too cocky, and make sure that fucking hell you listen. Always listen. One of the main things to do is always listen. And also tell yourself you can do it. There is an opportunity, and don't be scared, because at the end of the day, failure is a rite of passage nowadays. Everyone fails in life. Doesn't matter what you do. It could be in business, could be in life, could be in sports, it could be in anything under the sun. Everyone fails. The thing is, it's learning from that failure defines who you are later on in life. If you just cower away and say, I'm too scared to fail again because I'm worried about X, Y, Z, well, you're just going to be stuck in that rut for the rest of your life, and you're going to be sitting there at 80 years old going, I wonder what would happen if I actually got off my ass and actually did that instead and do something about it. Things might change. As I say, my old man turned around to me one time and goes, later on in life, you want to have less what-ifs. You know what I mean? You don't, what if I did this, what if I did that? You don't want that. If you've got an opportunity to do something, like, go and do it. Don't listen to anyone else. If you want to do it, do it. Don't be scared of failure. I'm proof that actually you can come back from it, and it's good fun. So guys, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to listen to me and taking in what I've been saying. Hopefully you can understand where I'm coming from, and hopefully you can take some things away from it. Again, it's been a pleasure. I'm hopefully going to try and do a little bit more of these throughout the coming months, the coming weeks sort of thing. So hopefully you can take some away with you, always adding value to it. Now guys, if you want, please get in touch with me. I'll put all my contact details in the bottom of the comments part and the bio, so you can have a look and get in touch. And if you need anything, any sort of like questions answered, give me a shout. Could be anything, could be business related, could be recruitment related, could be, I don't know, football related. There you go. I'm a Man United fan. Please do not tell me that we're shit, because we are. But anyway, guys, I'm rabbiting on too much. I'm going to leave you to it. Thank you so much for joining me, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you.